Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, Visionary Vitality, and Cowboy Wisdom Radio. And I'm a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner, a timeline coach, a radio show host, but I'm also a teacher of my journey. And what I do is whatever I expand through, I teach to others so people can have the journey. And as I've opened up to understand more than anything right now, the world is expanding out of the way the workers are treated, and we're getting into more of an innovative entrepreneurial world. And that is something that the people in the world are going to have to open up to, because there's more third world countries than there is industrialized countries. And it's just like China. China's getting too expensive. Now they're moving to India and other places. But we got all of the continent of Africa to go before this all gets better. But the thing that nobody can outsource or take away from you is your own wisdom. And that is something they cannot take away. They can't do nothing with. You can only expand with that. And we've been entrenched in this country to work for other people. We've really been taught a poverty consciousness through what we've been taught. And we really have really settled down into a fear. This country right now is too afraid to expand and to move forward. It's really locked and blocked in yesterday, and it really has nowhere to go because we're all too afraid of the unknown. Am I guilty? Yes, I am. And, you know, the people say they aren't. There's always trepidation in new. And that is what people are tied up in. And we all get tied up in different kinds of stuff because that is what we do, and that's what we've been taught, and that's how we live our lives. And I've got a book called My Visionary I Am. And I'm going to read you from the first chapter of it. Well, I'm going to just pick a chapter. And it's at dawn, I'm daring, astute, wealthy, and nomadic. At dawn, I'm daring, astute, wealthy, nomadic, and scrambling my rambling pioneer spirit to travel with gavel. Unraveling society's stealth rule as a mechanism as I sell my soul to the control. So now I slam the gavel to overrule society's known ways, realizing societal ways have had and have a snowball's chance in hell to expand the world. Because I now realize that no one has stolen the bold nomadic spirit of the people. However, people are now open to being memorized by the mystery of acuity, of their acuity magically, yes, my swashbuckler tenacity, energizing real Yahweh's shrewdness to beam esteemed brilliance as people hear, people shear the sheep's wool to clear their mechanism to open their eyes, choosing to expand to understand, they encompass the candid ability, canonizing their I can, expand the world into our triumphant accomplishment in opulent, healthy ways. See how freeing that is, and them words go right through the subconscious mind and into the inner landscape to expand who you are. And my books are available on my website, but they're also available on Amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. That's my author's page. And all my books are published by Freedom of Speech Publishing. Patrick and Gerard do a very good job. But something I've really really expanded into is when I took all the not words out of my life, but we are so ingrained in wanting to forgive other people, but really the one I chose to forgive was me. And I got a book, I Forgive Me, I'm Free. And that opens up another thing within me to see that I can be free when I forgive me. And one of the places in there, this is my Avant-Garde Vanguard. And it's out of my I Forgive Me, I'm Free. I am a avant-garde and bridling my infantry and entrepreneur because I am selflessly self-assured, enduring my visionary voyage into my lionized land of canonized common sense, giving free rein to my astronomical acumen, setting free my bodacious boldness to ride my mountain-bred, mountain-reared Bronco to burst first into a wild new frontier of forthright candidness within my inner F. To understand I am blessed when I let go of the stress of what I know allows me to say I don't know, unleashing my flow and the go to glow in a gallant, lively, omnipotent willingness to go white water rafting through my rich, regal rapids of my terra incognita. And terra incognita is the unknown. Stripping the mask off my fictitious fears unrestricts my devout cloud, empowering me to live my life in lavish luxury, to strive because I arrived to live my trillionaire triumph in an animated affluence now. See how them words and them books expand you? And they really open you up to engage in another way. And I'm going to also read you from... This is also on my Amazon page. Fear is my friend. I've opened my eyes to realize fear is my friend. Expanding astute revelation. Unleashing my canonized ability sanctions me to experience life in galvanizing gusto. I now appreciate my frank, edifying astuteness, realizing fear is unrefined wisdom, defining my charismatic character. The realization unsheathed my stout-hearted decree, morally displaying that I'm a fiercely eager beaver, assertively realizing false evidence, erasing real trickery, now liberating all fears as a fairy tale embeds a unique apologue recognition. Unrestricting a fabulous enchantment and rousing my revered prudence to be the prudent student to triumph, sanctioning my stellar stalwart to disengage fear clears my inner landscape in order to dispel fear from raising hell, because the ultimate excuse to revoke and invoke fault with everything except me caustically causing guilt trips and useless intensifying lies of self-sabotaging disloyalty to me and my dreams. See how that frees you up from fear and opens your eyes to something else and really expands you? And see, everything we've been taught to internalize and not to expand through and live a dream of success. See, success is an art. I had Dr. Joanne White on Tuesday night, and she talked about, she wrote a book with several other people called The Art of Success. And you know, wealth and success is an artistry, but it's an artistry of expansion. When you understand I can expand, I open up the grand of life to generate real, astute, newborn discernment, realizing I chose to engage in my game of fame, allows me to play the game in a gallant, astute, magnetizing energy. And that is what life is an energy. You see how these words flow and they open you up and they relax you and your subconscious, conscious, superconscious, all of you become engaged. in different things. And really, as you open up to understand that life gets in the way of life, because when you set an intention or something, all the God really likes putting things right in front of you so you can you stop and you're afraid to move forward. And that's what happens when I overthink life. How does overthinking life actually, the think of your thinking, the think of your dream, and keeping you from living your desired desires? And something I've expanded into and I really adhere to is taking 100% responsibility for everything in my life right now. Wherever I'm at, whatever is going on, I'm taking 100% responsibility for everything. And see, that way I never have to look at fault in others. I'm actually free to engage in different things and really set the course in the main course of my life, and that's canonized omnipotence, unleashing real superstar energy, enterprising-wise into the world. Because it's all the people of the world if we all had the same emotional peace and we just all focused on peace, what would happen in the world? But we're focused on control. And that's what it is. We're trying to control other people. And that is where we really become enamored with the same. We obey war because we understand war. We have no reference to peace. And tomorrow, I'm sorry, I'm writing here. I wanted to remember that. We focus on control rather than peace. And that's where we're at in this world. And as we focus on war and conquering and controlling others, what do? We look for ways to control. And the call-in number is 718-305-6548. And I have also a video out there called Visionary Vocabulary. And it tells you about the visionary vocabulary in the way to do things in a bold, different way. Now I'm going to read to you from, and my book will expand you and open you up in a new way. I'm going to read from my brand new one, I Approve of Me, Sets Me Free. Enterprising entrepreneur, for sure, I ask this question. How free do I feel when I let go of being a businesswoman, businessman? I see I am an enterprising entrepreneur, for sure, all the time, energizing my inner wise, feeling forthright feistiness, unleashing my perp pioneering essence to showcase my innate potentate power to the world, to excellently exposing, I am an enterprising entrepreneur, for sure. I will endure my trials of turmoil and relish in my trails of triumph by unlocking this new premise. I now understand businesses go under when they plunder around looking at the bottom line and panic about the money. This opens my infantry eyes to recognize the businesses go under by pandering to their biggest clients while skipping to their newest clients without cognizing that every client is equal. As the business keeps its eyes focused on the bottom line, they latch on to the bigger clients while they may slice their smaller clients. As that client grows, they start throwing their business at the competition because the business forgot to be an enterprising entrepreneur. Instead, they remain status quo, being screwed, blued, and tattooed, then thrown out the door. The money flows. The money flow slowed because the eyes were on the old. And how is that you? How do you keep your eyes on the old and obey the old rather than engage in the new within you? And that really opens you up to this. Now, here's holiday wisdom. This is my favorite here, Black Friday fun. On Black Friday, shoppers rise early to be the bargain hunting pearls, swirling in and out of malls, unfurling their being in a hurry, in a squirrely way to arrive and thrive at the mall early enough to say, have a ball. So I say, happy shopping to one and all. May your day at the mall be as a ball. As you stand tall facing the brazing craze of the crazy shoppers, grazers, they have their blazing laser beam eyes gleaming that beware of me stare as they blatantly seek the fashionable toys for girls and boys on their list. As they race across the mall, beware of their balls to the wall, head of steam with a rock and roll romp and stomp 'em satire to fire at anybody who gets in their way, ready to use and abuse their body as a bowling ball. So when they are in the fink of their overthink, thinking you have your eyes on their Christmas prize, they will hurl their bowling ball body, seeing you as thin. As a bowling pin wanting their one-of-a-kind present. Open your eyes to see they encompass a kick-ass stake named Flame, showcasing a thrilling willingness to knock you out of your socks, unleashes your wherewithal to understand, to stay well, get the hell out of the way of the hootin' howling bowling ball squalls. That's holiday wisdom. That's available on my website. And as you do this, you can open your up. See how them words really open you up to expand you who you are? And that's what my books are for. They're open your eyes, your heart. First, they open your heart to your gut, to your eyes and your mind's eye, allowing that movie to take off and be what it is. Now in the flow of the glow, my sassy pizzazz unleashes my superstar avatar. Freeing the sanguine me to be the audacious visionary adventurer and tenaciously actualizes my real savvy self-starter appeal. I put forth when I look in the mirror because I radiantly buzz with a bold, undaunted zillionaire zeal with a peerless, prophesizing understanding that the wise people and personal events I encounter in my daily escapades catapult my exalting light of wisdom, delighting my heart to electrify exciting art and love, televising imaginative newborn genius engaging my innermost sage to realize a clear parvenu dawning of debonair discernment, expanding dauntless omnipotence, naturalizing affluence, influentially revolutionizing pure, pristine prosperity in the cosmos, opening a way for my Yahweh to free my spiritual prowess, rapturously energizing everybody's enterprising euphoria. By lighting up their white light innovation, skywriting their white lightning bolt wisdom in the hallowed heavens, authorizing them to soar like a superstar avatar to experience their sassy success in a millionaire megastar way. See how them words and how them are free-flowing and what they do? They open you up to play, but they also open you up to see a bigger and bolder way. There's also a Flow in the Glow CD And there are several other things that I've written, and but it's really about engaging in your inner self. That's what this is all about. And when you choose to do this, you really choose to expand the sand, understand it's time to go play in the fields of prosperity. But so how does taking 100% responsibility for you all, who you are and where you're at and everything going on, how does that stop you from being a meddlesome person and mind your own business? That is something I really have focused on and opened up to. And that's what my books and my coaching and everything else is really, really, really engaging in, is opening people's eyes to understand life will be okay when people play in the field of prosperity. And so as I go forward and I let go of different things, I really expand to understand I can. And once I've opened up and let go of a lot of things and did this, and there are just many other things I'm doing and have done, but, you know, the biggest one for me is taking 100% responsibility for where I'm at and where I'm going in life. So when you choose to let go of something, what's going to happen to you? And what's going to be your biggest, what is going to be your open-eyed friendship to the world? And really to engage you in what's happening. And where are you afraid of your life? And something I really discovered and opened up to, I was a servant to money. Now, by opening up to expand, I've let go of being a servant to money and let money be my servant. Money loves to energize the world and expand it into newborn wisdom. And in my CD, Money is My Friend, how do we blame money for everything that it's innocent about? Just how does it stop doing that? And how do you really start opening yourself up to living a dream of success and really allowing yourself the freedom to move forward? And what really happens when life becomes, what happens when life becomes more easy and different things happening in your life? But, you know, as you open up and you understand life, it becomes a freer game for you to play in. Because life is a game of fame, and it's the inner fame to be your outer fame. But how do we get clogged up and bogged down by everyday life events? Because life is going to go on whether we're going to be there or against it. And as we move and we move forward in life, we can let go of it. Like just using the words expand and enterprise and energize, unlock, unleash. Use words of freedom and let go of the snot of not and the snobbishness of that, because we reflect the good and we infect ourselves with rejection. We want to reject everything because it's easier. And that is what happens. When somebody does that and somebody opens up to that, how do we keep not, and then all of a sudden, yeah? How have you done things you wish you would have done and then let go of different things? But as the world works and the world expands, we become an outsourced world to poverty. And that is something that's quite unique. And we really have become a world source to poverty because we understand poverty. And we keep lowering things, thinking life will get better. And it doesn't. Every time we lower something, it's kind of a deal where people become ingrained with cheap. And that is what we do, is we become ingrained in cheap. And we think the cheaper it is, the more money we'll make because people will buy more. Well, every time you lower something, you lower the wealth in the world. Now, if you do that, you lower the wealth in yourself and people start seeing you. And pretty soon you keep lowering and lowering and lowering to get to nowhere. And that's what really happens. But as we go forward, it's up to us to expand and to understand. You got to raise everything, but you raise your self-worthiness, self-intra-worthiness. You're going to raise your own wealth to expand through life and open up new things to be in the grandeur of life. And as you open up to do this, what's going to happen as you become freer in letting everything go and being what you choose and stuff like that and doing things that aren't supposed to happen? And see, we allow and obey what we don't like. That is something the world has to get used to and do things with, because we really do obey what we don't like. And we obey what other people want us to do. And you get people that, the more somebody's trying to tell somebody what to do, the more you get in a hurry and get hurt. And that is something else that's really bad for people to do. And that's how we do this. And my website is cowboy-wisdom.com, www.cowboy-wisdom.com. And emails rob@cowboyhyphenwisdom.com. And my phone number is 702-755-9410. I am a hypnotherapist with a vision and NLP practitioner. I call them an NLP hypnotherapist. And that means I can use words and expand your life. And that's what I will do. So if you choose to have your life expanded, give me a call. We'll open your eyes, to your listening eyes, to see the world expand right in front of you. And that is something that you really have to open up to and be free to do. And I want to thank you, and I'll be here next week with Becca Tabon and Bill Thomason. He's an NLP person, and Rebecca Tabon is a fitness coach. So we'll all see you next week, and good night. And I want to thank all the listeners for being here, and everybody, and thank you, and good night.